The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, it's great to be back. And more importantly, it is great to have this man in the studio. He's a friend of the show. He's the reigning supercars champion. But more importantly, we welcome him into the studio today as the king of the mountain, the winner of Bathurst, Scotty McLaughlin. Welcome and well done.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Look, wow, what a 18 months you've had.
Yep.
You've just gone through. You've gone through the roof. Your whole career has gone north, but you've done it through hard work.
Yeah, it's been unreal. Yesterday was probably hands down the best day of my life and my whole career. And yeah, geez, it was a big race. It started off pretty small, didn't it? There wasn't much going on for the first 100 laps. And I said to my boss, I said, "This is a pretty boring race. So this is probably going to be the most boring race of the Bathurst 1000." And what was it like? To the 8 safety cars later, and we had a 1-lap shootout to the end. Geez, I can't believe it.
It's amazing. Now, we're going to get to the race and everything, that because the result's still provisional, yep. Which we are going to talk about. But you're dusty, aren't you?
Yeah, bloody oath.
At least you're honest.
I certainly didn't have any teas last night. I was straight into it. But, you work your whole life to get to this point. It's like, I guess, when a footy player finally wins the grand final, or if he ever gets the chance, or she, and geez, it's just the relief that came off my shoulders was just unbelievable, and I'll never forget it.
That gives me goosebumps as soon as you say that, because it's exactly what most people say when they win their first competition.
Yeah.
It's a relief.
Yeah.
Because I read a quote this morning of you envisaging yourself standing on top of your car with the trophy, saying that I won Bathurst. And now at 26 years of age, you've bloody done it.
Yeah, I know. And
wow.
I genuinely have dreamt about it so many times. There's been times. Honestly, I've woken up and told my fiance, "Geez, I won Bathurst again last night." I genuinely was. It's been a lot on my mind, and couldn't believe we did it. And everything I did at the end of the race yesterday was everything I always wanted to do. It wasn't one thing I missed, and one thing that no one can ever take away from me is that feeling of jumping on the car and the chanting and. Just the euphoria around the win was just unbelievable.
You mentioned Carly, your fiance, in the paper this morning, and Dick Johnson. His first win since '94.
Yeah.
I suppose he's like a second dad there.
Yeah, he is. He's 25 years to win it for him in the number 17, and which is absolutely synonymous with the mountain and supercars, the championship. This is a dream come true, and for the team as well. We have circled this race for 10 months. We focused on the championship, yes, but we made sure that we had sorted out all the parts. Our car was up to date. All the stuff that could go wrong was made sure it was sorted. We changed an engine on Saturday night just because there was a little minor discrepancy in the data, and we just didn't want to risk it. So, the guys were on the ball. They're all looking at everything, every nuance, and it was just a full team effort, and that's what I'm so proud of.
Yeah, and the DJR team, Penske, who you drive for, everybody behind the scenes, it is a team sport.
Yep.
Which brings us to the controversy that is in the headlines today. And as you say, and as far as MG and I are concerned, the champagne's out the bottle, the trophy's here in the studio, you are the winner of Bathurst 1000.
Yeah.
But the result is provisional until there's another meeting of the power brokers at the Gold Coast in a couple of weekends' time.
Yep.
Because of what happened with Fabian Coulthard when under the yellow flag. Now, I know you were asked about this morning down at the Hot Breakfast in Melbourne, and you weren't really aware of it. Are you across it now and the details of it?
Well, I found out a bit more about it because it caught me by surprise, probably more so last night than anything was going on. But look, as far as I'm concerned, I worked my butt off. We worked our butt off for this, and we won the bloody Bathurst 1000. So, no one can take that away from me at all. We worked bloody hard for this, and we shouldn't be upset about it. We should just go into the next race knowing that we won Bathurst, and we'll push on for that.
I don't see anything wrong with anything that's gone on in the race, to be honest. I thought teammates are there for teammates. These other teammates, Chaz Mostert and his mate, well, they're not teammates.
Yeah, it's a bit going on with that. I saw that last night, didn't I?
I mean, it's storming a teacup, and look, we're just so glad that you're here. And can you hang around for another break? Because we'd love to keep you.
Yeah, no worries.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, and across the Triple M network. We are joined in studio by the Bathurst 1000 champion from DJR and Team Penske, Scotty McLaughlin. Hey, Scott, your teammate, the Frenchman, Alex Prema. Now, is he the man you had to run past on what champagne you should be spraying? What gets drunk out of the trophy? How does he roll?
He's not a bad. He knows his wines for sure. He knows his rosés probably more than anything. But he is a genuine good guy, and I've known Alex since I was young. Before I was actually in the main series, we had the same sponsors coming up through the ranks and stuff when he came to Australia. But great friend of mine, and to win Bathurst with him after I think it's our sixth attempt together is just unreal.
Well, you eclipsed a record that we didn't think we'd be see gone for a while with Lowndes winning the 16 races in a year, and that was 1996, I believe, yep. The last time that happened, and now you've gone past that. What's your next goal? What do you want to achieve next? I mean, you could have the next two rounds off and still win the body.
Look, we need to secure the championship, and we're 622, I think, now ahead in the points. So if we get through Gold Coast with more than a 600-point lead, we've won the championship. So that's the goal. If we can try and just consolidate our position and make sure that we're there or thereabouts. I don't want to have a pressure cooker going to Newcastle. I actually want to enjoy Newcastle this year. I actually don't mind the city. I don't mind the place. But when you're stressed out about it, it's not very cool.
There was an incident. We were involved with you maybe, over 12 months ago, maybe 18 months ago, Liam, when we went to Eastern Cricket.
We had a hot lap. I was tremendously brave.
Super Mac here. I've noticed since then your career's kind of gone upwards, mate. Look.
Might be down to you guys.
I'm just saying, I know you've got, look, I can see Sharp, I can see 3-3s, I can see Pertek.
They were all there before you jumped in, mate.
I said, but how about a little bit of rush hour on the wheel or something?
Just a sticker.
Oh, it's big money these days, boys. No, you missed the boat on that.
That is an expensive bit of real estate.
Come on, mate.
One of the great things about when you win something like this, and MG, you know about this from when you won the grand final, is the hangers-on you pick up. And, MG's tried to get us, but you had, he's a good mate of yours, but Nick Riewoldt.
Jack Riewoldt.
Just dagging on the back of your Bathurst win.
I wish it was Nick. But Jack can do. He's the second best cousin, I guess. But, Jack's a great mate of mine, and he'd never been to Bathurst before. It was his bucket list to go there. He actually wanted to do his Bucks party there. Never got the chance, but so he's come here, and we've got close over the last couple of years. And I went down to the grand final. I was a hanger-on down there and partied with him and enjoyed that. But I remember coming out of that grand final, I was like, far out, I really want to do this. And it would be so cool if I did it in front of them, in front of the Riewoldt clan. And it was so cool. I saw him when I was on the podium. I saw him down. He was like literally in the middle of all the crowd and just chanting and just an absolute... Bogan.
No one would have known who he was at Bathurst either. He would have been in heaven.
Oh, especially in New South Wales. You guys don't really care about it, do you? So, certainly it was really cool to have him around.
When do you have to get that back, the big trophy?
Probably next year.
Do you get to keep it for a year?
Yeah, I think so. I don't want to let go of it for a while. So that thing's going to come home.
It's made of silver. Pure silver.
They reckon it's like $100,000, this trophy.
Wow.
So it's,
really?
Yeah, but I've never been near it.
MG's getting ideas.
Do you need to go for a second?
No, it's all right. She'll come with me.
You take the boy out of the West, but you can't take the West out of the boy.
Shocking. Hey, now, we mentioned, and we really appreciate your time, Scott, because you are a bit dusty. The race was yesterday.
He's in demand as well.
Yeah. Now, when does you've got a decent break before Goldie. What people never fully appreciate is what finely tuned athletes you guys are. Yeah. When does the partying stop, though, after this win? Will you give it another nudge tonight, maybe?
Not tonight. I've got a bit of media stuff going on. Over the weekend, I'm definitely going to have a bit of a party. We're going to have a viewing party. And we want Bathurst.
You want Bathurst, mate.
This is me for the year. I'm done. As long as I'm under, 0-0 for the start of the race on Saturday in a couple of weeks' time, I'll be right.
I love it. Yeah. Scotty McLaughlin, along with his co-driver, Alex Prima, the Bathurst champions.
Thanks.
For 2019 from DJR Team Penske. Scott, as you say, as long as you get through the Gold Coast as well, we're probably going to be celebrating a back-to-back Supercars Championship Series. So best of luck, and thank you as always.
Appreciate it, boys. Good on you, Scotty. Thanks for having me.